DC paints massive display of Black Lives Matter on street leading to White House. By Hannah Blow on June 5, 2020. City officials in Washington, D.C., have painted Black Lives Matter in massive lettering on a portion of 16th Street in front of the White House ahead of this weekend's protests, with Mayor Muriel Bowser officially declaring the area Black Lives Matter Plaza. Photos and videos show city workers painting Black Lives Matter with bright yellow paint on the street, stretching from sidewalk to sidewalk. New York Times reporter Emily Badger observed that workers were using the same paint the city uses to stripe road lanes. The section of 16th Street in front of the White House is now officially Black Lives Matter Plaza, Bowser said, alongside a video showing a worker putting up a new sign, symbolically renaming the street. The display comes as Bowser demands President Trump to remove all extraordinary federal law enforcement and military presence in the city. "We are well equipped to handle large demonstrations and First Amendment activities," Bowser said, warning that such heavy presence can breed dangerous confusion. Trump relieved Bowser of command of law enforcement on Monday following a violent night of protests erupting in the streets of the city Sunday. The historic St. John's Episcopal Church caught fire during the chaotic protests but was ultimately spared of lasting damage. "What happened in the city last night was a total disgrace," the president said during Monday's Rose Garden address. "As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property," he added. Such action calmed the streets in the days following. It remains unclear why protesters are seemingly sending the message specifically to Trump, who has disavowed racism and white supremacy and whose administration has championed black leadership, restored investments in historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs, made progress on criminal justice reform, and paved the way for the black unemployment rate to drop to a record low. "In every field, every generation, and every calling, African Americans have lifted up our nation to new heights. And, like all citizens, you are entitled to a government that puts your needs, your interests, and your families first," Trump said during a February meeting with black leaders, many of whom prayed over him. Trump has described George Floyd's death as very sad and tragic and vowed that justice will be served.